Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening. Always on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. What's up to the YouTube folks? It's been a big show. If you missed Shiel Kapadia, you can listen, scroll back on the Odyssey app using Rewind. You have 48 hours, or just, the Afternoon Show podcast. So we had Shiel at 3. We had Joe DeCamera for an hour, 3:30, 4:30, and then Mike Mayock at 4:30. It was all good.
I love him talking about how he's getting run in basketball, and that's how he hurt the ankle.
Oh, yeah. He said. he was doing full court runs all over the place.
A legend on the streets.
If anyone saw Joe DeCamera, look, this is a big radio show and a very parochial, everybody is here is around here. If you saw Joe DeCamera running full court basketball down the shore or here, I need to know what you saw. It sounds like a lie. The Top 5 at 5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
It's the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So a lot of this is station related.
Okay.
My five favorite things that have happened in the last 24 hours.
Okay. Five favorite things that have happened in the last 24 hours.
Starting at number 5, last night on my way home, stopped at Costco. And I thought I was going to look at, I was in the candy section.
Oh.
And I was looking at the ones, the bad ones.
Yes. You know? The good ones.
And I was like, all right, should I give the kids a choice?
Yes.
Should I let them decide their own fate?
Yes.
On this.
Their parents are deciding their fate.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you know what I said?
No.
And he said, I'm doubling down.
I bought more organic gummies, baby.
You are an idiot, man.
Yep.
Scope asked me in our sales department here. Scope said, hey, the candy thing, that was a bit, right? I said, Scope,
no. Nothing
on our show is a bit.
Yeah.
But, like, we have fun with it, but it is real. And he said, he obliterated you.
You get no chocolate? You didn't get the chocolate?
Nah, all gummies. Oh, gummies and fruit sticks.
No, dude, you can't put the fruit sticks in the bucket. I saw a picture of the fruit sticks. You can't do it. You can't do it. You want to put it in Walker's lunch bag or some crap, that's fine. You can't put the fruit sticks in there. That, you can't.
I love the ruckus this has created. There is buzz within the neighborhood that the kids are going to immediately trade my candy.
To who?
They're going to put it in the bag and like whatever.
Yeah, it's but you can't trade it. No one wants it.
What I'm hearing is that it's not going to be well received.
No, of course it's not.
Totally not.
Egg his house. I'm going to egg his friggin' house.
You show up tomorrow at 7:30?
Yeah, just egging it?
Yep.
Well, no, isn't tonight, do they still do Mischief Night?
I think Mischief Night's mostly a myth.
That's done.
Well, it was not a myth when I was a kid.
We were growing up.
Yeah. All right, you too. I'm just saying that as we've matured as a society.
Yeah. We called it Damage Night, actually.
Yeah, what I realized, when I moved to Chicago, I didn't know everybody didn't call it Mischief Night.
Right.
It's called something different.
Yeah.
Parts of the country.
We call it a damage night.
Damage. Yeah. Wow, that sounds even.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
unruly kids.
Yeah.
All right, my fourth favorite thing that has happened in the last 24 hours. First off, congratulations to Trey Savage, local kid, Boyertown kid, 22 years old.
Birds fan.
Oh, Birds fan. Listen to this piece of audio. So it's annoyingly cut, and it's not my fault. It's annoyingly cut. So the first question is, who was his favorite Philly growing up? And then they asked him, who was your first Eagles jersey? Here's what Trey Savage said.
Growing up, I'd probably say Ryan Howard. Grew up a Phillies fan from Pennsylvania, so a Carson Wentz Eagles jersey.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He's a Bronco guy.
He's a Bronco guy.
Well, they were okay early.
Yeah.
So you can see that being his first. Well, how old is he?
22.
So that was, what, 17? So that was 8 years ago.
Drafted, yeah.
Yeah, so, wow. Yeah.
14 years old.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Carson was a lot of kids' first quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, we probably have some Carsons in the area because of Carson.
Oh, there's right?
I'm sure we do.
A lot of Carsons.
Yep.
A lot of Carsons.
They go by their middle name.
They change their name.
Well, change their names.
Well, we did one topic on the show of why are you in the doghouse for like a Valentine's Day giveaway.
Yeah.
And the guy called in and he said that when we gave birth to my son, me and my wife both agreed on the name, but while she was sleeping, I went and changed the birth certificate.
How about that?
To Carson.
Oh.
Is that insane?
Or oh, what? That's the kind of doghouse you don't get out of with a radio prize.
That's years and years. Years and years.
Unbelievable.
My third favorite thing that's happened in the last 24 hours actually happened a half hour ago. And it's when there was this back and forth between Spike and Mike Mayock.
Oh, how much of that success did you see just in their execution, and how much was scheme?
How about you, Spike, actually being positive here? I like
it. Oh, luck, man. Wow. All right. I wasn't even being positive, I didn't think. It was a pretty dry question. Mayock is all over me on that stuff. Yeah. This started a month ago.
I don't think I didn't hear that. I called a stray in there, too.
Did you? Oh, because I did the show next to this guy. He's positive about everything. Yeah, well,
I got a stray in
there. Look, come on, you listen to the show long enough, you know what we're doing here, you know.
Well, yeah, that was a good one by Mayock.
It was
good. Good little zinger.
We got a good relationship with Mayock, and you notice Mayock answers my question all the time without telling me how successful he's been in his career, like some other guy we used to have on our show.
Yeah, that we don't talk about anymore.
No.
My second favorite thing that's happened in the last 24 hours, I was alerted to this. So John Johnson does grievances segments where he just dumps all over his coworkers and lets people call in and rip coworkers. It's the airing of the grievances.
Their own coworkers or rip us?
WIP. Yeah, no, it's only about WIP. Oh, but Johnson gives them the platform to do it. Now, we would never do that on this show.
No.
Not even in the last hour.
No.
And a half.
We do it right to their face, actually.
Exactly right. So in the airing of the grievance portion of John Johnson's program, someone called in and was trying to file a grievance against us for bullying Broads yesterday. And then out of nowhere, John Johnson throws this out there.
But there's another way to look at this too. You know, although Spike and Ike deny this, they're not young men anymore. Right? Jack's still young. Jack's got a whole lot of things going on. Ike and Spike are not young men. We can call for what it is. They may, you know, they may come off as younger than what their actual age is, but the truth is they're not younger. Like, Spike's in his 50s. He's, you know. I mean, how many 4 years before he can get Social Security? He's almost there. You know, Ike's not a young man either. So a comment like that can be like, hey, you know, I don't know when you guys plan on retiring. It might be 10 years from now. But, you know, I just saying, it's just a goal of mine. No. The afternoon show's guilty. Oh, my God, are they guilty?
Hold on.
What are we guilty of?
Well, you think Broads is hanging around waiting? Broads was not talking about taking this job in 10 years.
Exactly. That's why I pushed back on it.
Yes. And also, I'm not in my 50s. I will be at a certain point, but I'm not yet. Don't put me there yet. Yeah. One of us is.
We'll get a coffin
for you.
I'm
2 feet in. Yeah, both feet in.
Yeah.
Should we get a coffin for your 50th birthday?
No.
Okay.
Don't take my Elliot bit and turn it around on me.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
But speaking of Broads, yes, we always have people listening. And he was on last night.
Oh.
And he addressed
Is this part of your list?
This is number one.
Oh, okay.
Bro dresses the gang up. So this is last night at around
the what?
The gang up.
Yeah, I heard you.
Might want to come up with another.
All right. Well, yeah. He dresses this thing, whatever. Okay. At about 12:15 last night, he talked about it.
I came in for my Flyers in 50 segment. I had my hockey jersey on, my stick in hands. Spike stops me mid-rant and pulls up the article and addresses it. So I got cornered. And it got a little, it was a certain type of way. But I had to be honest and say, listen, what do you want me to do? That's my goal. If you are in this industry and you don't want morning drive or afternoon drive, then you don't have the right mentality. And I thought that was pretty clear and obvious. But I had to put up a fight. I had to look Spike and Ike right in the eyes and say, damn it, I want the chair. I want the chair. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
They did try to corner you.
They did.
You can't put baby in a corner.
No, they tried to corner me. And even afterward, they were, the Browns, we got you pretty good. Hey, listen,
That's not what happened.
I was like, oh, I didn't expect that. I won't run away from it.
At the very end, I won't run away from it. You could tell they took the wind out of your sails.
A little bit, yeah. I couldn't do Flyers at 50 anymore. I won't run away from it. But I'm good. I could take it. It's fun. It's fine.
You didn't want to stay for the full segment?
No. Listen, they hit a nerve, but it's okay. It's okay. And to be fair, I didn't say my last point on it, because now you got me in it. I didn't say, by Friday, I expect to be sitting there. All right, I'm 30 years old. Spike is here, and he does a damn good job, but he's a lot old. It takes a while to get there, is my point.
Another old shot.
You don't pop into a spot like that at 22 years old. You got to bust your ass to get there. All I'm saying is I'm willing to bust my ass for the next 20-something years to sit in one of these damn chairs in afternoon drive. That's what I want to do. Sue me.
He doubled down again.
He did.
He said, I'm doubling down.
He doubled down again.
He did.
You think Louis can do Flyers in 50?
Might have to explore it.
First of all, who's the producer in there?
Justin DeRozio.
Because he's all amped up, too. He's feeding into
it. He's definitely gaslighting it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's feeding into it.
Yep.
Look, Broads. You didn't say, I hope to be there in 20 years. What are we going to do with Broads?
Well.
You know, he's coming for the crown, but he. Oh.
Well, he's still an ally right now.
He is an
ally. He got a little ambitious. And listen, we can't fault him for. Sort of, I don't know.
Well, he can inside. It's like him and Bryce.
That's true.
Inside,
yeah.
Bryce can be like, these fans are idiots. Right. You start saying it.
Right, and you got to deal with
to
it.
To a reporter, yeah. Like Broads, it changes everything.
That's true.
There's inside voice, Broads, and outside voice.
Yeah.
You're using your inside voice on the outside. What is the phrase? Biting the hand that feeds?
Bite the hand that feeds you, yes.
Flyers in 15 next week, and he has to earn the 50 seconds again.
I knew it.
And the shot at Fritz. He doesn't want to be a button pusher.
Yeah. That might have been the most egregious thing he did right there.
Fritz.
His name is in the show.
Yeah. He called you a button pusher.
I know. Basically just spat on me.
Yeah. And all the other producers here.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks down on everyone.
Yeah.
He's a rat.
Yeah. He is a rat. This hour sponsored by Guy.
He's doing damage control on Twitter today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Still addressing it?
Yeah, yeah. Now he wants to make a statement. We heard your statement last night.
Yeah, we heard your statement.
Your little statement.
We got people everywhere, even late at night. Damn, this hour sponsored, but you've got John Johnson saying I'm in my 50s. Not true. And then we're going to die soon or something. You got Broads doubling down in front of our faces, which I respected, but then doubling down by himself late at night. I don't know if I respect that quite as much.
Nope.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. It is Thursday, which sort of snuck up on us, which means Fake Stats Connor is here with your props. What's up, Fake Stats Connor?
I'm ready for him today.
All right. I got one for tonight and one for Sunday. Okay. And I can't trust the noise around me, so I'll keep it quick, if that's cool.
Yeah, just real quick, how'd you do? Yeah. I don't remember them. Last week, I think
it was 1-1.
Okay, all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson did not get his. I mean, Carson Wentz, I didn't realize, was playing completely injured.
Yeah.
And Wandell Robinson hit his prop for the Giants. So, yeah.
Okay, so what do you got?
So, for tonight, I got Jalen Waddle over 22.5 longest reception. He's 5-for-8 on the season. And most importantly, the back end of the Baltimore defense just hasn't been good this season. They've allowed a receiver to go over this line every game of the season, 8 out of 8 times. So,
wow.
I like Jalen Waddle. I mean, we all know he's the guy when Tyreek is out. So, and you know, 5-of-8 on the season, so he's been pretty good. And for Sunday, I'm going with Ronde Gadsden. He's a rookie tight end on the Chargers, over 17.5 longest reception. His route tree over the last 3 games has just continued to expand recently as his chemistry with Justin Herbert has been growing. He's gone 3 straight with 21, 53, and 40-yard catches. And most importantly, he's been staying in the game a lot, regardless of their score, probably because he's a rookie. And even when they're winning in blowouts, he's in the game. So I'm not really worried about them, like a blowout, ruining this prop on a 1-7 Titans game, basically. So, and hey, every time I've had a weird, awkward phone call, I've gone 2-0. So I hope we go 2-0 this week.
Okay, you really love the longest reception props right now.
I'm drilling into it this
okay.
season. It's been pretty successful so far. So
all right. Okay, Fake Stats,
right,
Connor.
Thanks, guys. Really
great job
it.
As always. Thank
all
you, right. Fake Stats, Connor. Have you guys, before we get to Herb, have you guys seen the dress that Sydney Sweeney was wearing at that event last night?
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. No, Jack does.
Who is Sydney Sweeney?
Oh, well.
Somebody I should know? Oh, yes. I should know her.
Ooh, boy.
She wore this dress.
That probably came out completely wrong.
She wore this dress. At the
that.
Power of Women event, and all I'll say, if you're a listener, is boy, did she show the power of women. Holy moly.
Ah.
Herb in the Northeast. You don't really don't know who Sydney Sweeney is?
Is she an actress? Three.
Yeah, hold on a sec, Herb. Yeah, she's an actress.
She is an actress?
Yeah, she's got a new movie coming out about she's like an au pair or something. She's like a nanny.
Say, what movie would I have seen her in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, she was in White Lotus, the HBO show.
And then Euphoria, which I don't think you would have watched Euphoria.
Yeah, another TV show. Yeah. She was in a cool movie about an FBI
agent.
She's
a Glenn Powell, but no way Spike Ike watched that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
But
she's in a Rolling Stones video.
Young.
She is.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Well,
I'm all about the Cougars, man.
Nah, well, she's got to be late 20s. I mean, she's not 19 or something.
Right. Thank God for that.
Yep. Herb in the Northeast.
You definitely saw the video. Yeah. Some photo.
What's up, Herb?
Hey, yo, Fritz.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I got a name for your next son, okay?
This will go well.
You name him Freddie Fritz, okay?
Okay.
How do you like that? Freddie Fritz.
It's good.
Name after Freddie Freeman.
After Freddie Freeman?
Yeah.
All right. You know? Yeah. Credit to Herb when we name him Freddie.
I think that's a great name, Freddie.
I agree.
Fritz.
Yes.
You know? Why not Herb?
Ooh.
What's up there? What's up there, Ike Reese?
What's up, Herb? You don't like Herb?
We need, We need to get a couple big plays, we got a little while to go.
We don't play this week.
Yeah, there's no game.
Do you think the Eagles win this weekend, Herb?
I know that. We got 10 days to go.
We
got to come up with a couple explosive plays right in the first quarter, right from the get-go.
Hey-o.
We got to go up.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you, Herb? What did you think about the toss? We ran a toss last week.
I told you. You like that play? We ran a toss and we ran the 44 crack left. That's my play.
There's no shot they ran that.
that went 65 yards, 44 crack.
Oh, that was the 44 crack. Yeah, the touchdown to Saquon.
What do you keep running that play, bro? Yeah, they made their blocks. Right, left, left, and he went right down the sideline. Goodbye.
Untouched.
Hey-o.
Untouched.
Goodbye touchdown, my
man. Hello touchdown, not goodbye touchdowns. Hello touchdown.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, I'd say whatever I want to say.
Ooh. Yeah, like, you shut up in there.
Yeah, keep quiet.
Hey, look, I'm going up next week. I'm going to I spoke to Devlin. And I'm coming up there for one practice up there next week.
This is your sinus, right? This is your sinus?
Devlin?
I'm going up to your sinus, and I'm going to show these
sounds like it hurts.
Kids how to play. I'm going to show these kids how to play and how to get aggressive.
Can we
what
send,
about Uranus?
Hold on, Herb. Can we send one of our video guys with you to watch you coach these kids?
Yeah, send them up. Yeah, boy.
All right, we'll send Morgenstein.
I'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Wednesday, it ain't going to be Wednesday because Wednesday I'm coming down with you.
You got the Travis Manion Foundation. Yes.
Yes.
I got to see
Birds
my
at the Bye.
Lane,
Birds
you know
at the
what I mean?
Yeah. Yes. At Chickie's and Pete's Wednesday to benefit the Travis Manion Foundation.
Yeah, we'll be bartending down there Wednesday.
I'm going to be wearing my Longview Lobos long sleeve jersey, number 99.
Who is that?
Hello.
Jerome Brown.
Oh, okay.
The Lobos from Longview, Texas.
What?
Yeah, who's 95?
99.
Who's
99.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Somebody that probably went to that school is now in the
Who is it?
NFL.
Who?
I don't know who.
Okay. Why are you wearing it?
Yeah, why are you wearing a Lobos jersey?
Because I like 99, okay? I like 99.
Why don't you wear a Reggie White jersey?
Jerome Brown.
All right.
Okay, Jerome Brown, in respect. Okay, and whatever you want to call it, Jerome Brown was one of my favorite players.
Bring it home for Jerome.
May rest in peace. Okay, and my grandfather lived to be 99, so I'm wearing that 99. Okay.
Hey yo.
Hope I live to be 99.
The only problem is
Longview
Lobos is green and gold, just like the Green Bay Packers.
You
can't wear that on Wednesday. No, Herb. You can't wear the same colors as the team that we're playing on Monday.
That's all right. Get Lane fired up. Don't worry about that. Get Lane fired up.
I'm sure that's what'll happen.
It was good to hear Mike Mayock today.
Huh. What'd you think of that?
I wish he was still in the NFL.
Well, if he was still in the NFL, he wouldn't be on with us, Herb.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, but he, you know, I'm just saying, he would talk with you. He's pretty cool. He lives up there.
I don't know how many GMs we have on the show.
New Hope.
That are active.
New Hope, Mike.
Yeah, you just call in. GM of the Titans or something. We're still doing a weekly call about the Eagles.
So what do you think, Guy Grease?
We're
going to get this big lineman from Cleveland. What do you think, Guy?
Miles Garrett, you like him?
$40 million a year. $40 million, yeah.
Hey,
yeah, not my money. I don't care. Yeah, let's get him.
Mm-hmm. Herb, do you have kids come to your house for Halloween?
Ooh.
I'm working, dude. I'm working down Xfinity tomorrow.
Well, then I assume just because you're a good guy, you care about the kids, you put like a bowl of candy out in front of your house.
Yeah, I used to do that.
It now, though, right?
Not really, because I didn't buy no candy.
Oh, you got to buy some candy, man.
I don't like to buy candy because my it messes up my sugar. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but well, I'm not telling you to eat the candy.
Yeah.
The candy's for the kids, Herb.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes you lay it out and there might be still like 4 or 5 pieces left. You never know, you know? And so, you know, I got candy in my, I got candy around.
Yeah. You got those old cinnamon cough drops.
Yeah.
$1.25 store.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you got that old lady candy that's in the bottom of her purse.
Yeah, why don't you put some nickels in there or something?
Yeah, I hear you.
Tic Tacs.
Yes.
Yeah. Half a thing of Tic Tacs.
What side with the baseball?
Some Halls.
Yep.
Halls Mentholyptus.
Yep.
What's hot with the baseball, Jackie? Baseball, huh?
Yeah, hey. World Series.
Yibbity-yo.
Game 6.
What are you hearing these days, brother?
I'm not hearing Not hearing much. We're trying to, get to the World Series.
We got one more game left because they're going to win tomorrow. They're going to win tomorrow. Watch out.
What do you think of Ohtani, Herb? What do you think of Ohtani?
What do I think of him? Man, he's good and he's bad. He's like everybody else. He has good. I didn't even see a whole lot of the World Series. I mean, last night I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of the game because we had there was a concert last night. And we didn't get out.
Yeah, Brian Adams, right?
Yeah.
Brian Adams.
Summer of 69.
They didn't have a lot of people. Somebody said it was only like 7,000 or 8,000.
Okay. Yeah, but he's great. Brian Adams is great.
Yeah.
But everything I do it for you. What a tune.
I was watching the World Series yesterday. I was watching it. I was, that kid from, I was up in Boyertown. I was up there like about 2-3 weeks ago, I was up that way.
And you know Trey Savage?
No, I don't know him, but I'm just saying he's from up there.
Can we give him your number?
Did you know that when in spring training, he wasn't even, they didn't know about this kid. He was in the minor league fields, in the backfields down there in Dunedin, okay?
In Dunedin.
Yeah.
All right, Herb. So we're going to see you on Wednesday, right? At Birds at the Bye?
See me Wednesday.
All right.
And that's it.
All right, brother.
I'll see you next week.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
Wow, that's the first time a call just ended with Herb, that we said goodbye and he said goodbye.
Mm. Yeah, well, we tried to make something out of it.
Coming up next, Tyrese Maxey had some great things to say about our new favorite Sixer, VJ Edgecombe. We will get to that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.